Meditation. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Encampment, California, with meditation. Now, meditation is a fun thing. Meditation is the silliest thing in the world. Meditation is a stupid thing. Meditation is a very unproductive thing. Meditation is something that accomplishes nothing. Now, those things all sound kind of sad. Those things all sound kind of bad. Why do you say that meditation is not beneficial? Well, because meditation brings to us whatever we meditate on. Now, all the world is terrible. All the world is hateful. All the world is ugly. All the world is unhappy. All the world is filled with disease, and all the world is filled with poverty and with the lack in every way. That's not so. What do you mean that's not so? That's not so. That's not so. There may be a few people in the world who have those experiences, but the majority of the people, the great majority of the people, out of the 6 billion people, maybe there's 5,999,000,000,000 people who don't have that problem. Oh? Well, why is it that we read books on happiness? Why do we read books on poverty? Why do we listen to news reports on war, of the unhappy things that are going on in places? Why do we empower them? Why do we meditate on things that are not really the general call of things, you know? Do you meditate on things that are not the general program, that are not the general reality? And the answer is you do. Now, why do you do that? Well, you meditate on these things because that's the way you've been trained. Now, can you change? Not very well. You cannot change from one way to another. But what you can do is you can say, all right, I am going to meditate on beautiful things. You're not changing from meditating on bad things to meditating on good things. You're just starting to meditate on good things. Now, Christy, if you have 24 hours in your day, and you spend 24 hours of your day saying, I like me, do you have room for I don't like me to be in there?
No.
Not at all. 24 hours of the day. You see, you're not stopping saying I don't like me, but you're just saying I like me every single moment of the day. And there's no time, there's no place, there's no room for the other. You are saying or meditating 24 hours of the day on I like me. You're meditating on it. Now, why is it that the world isn't full of poverty? Why is it that the world isn't full of unhappiness? Why isn't that the world isn't full of lack and limitation in every way? Why is it? Because people are not meditating on those things. Believe it or not, people are really not meditating on the negative part of life. People are meditating primarily on the positive parts of life, and they're living them, and they're enjoying it, and they're being it. And it's just a few monkeys out there, not monks, but monkeys out there, who are trying to get us to think negative thoughts. And if they succeed, then for a while, we are thinking negative thoughts. But we are like a yo-yo. We always go back to the base, and we go back to positive thinking. Now, when people ask me, what do I do? And I say, well, I share and teach positive thinking. Oh, that's so good. That we really need more of that. That's good. That's really good. You think it's good? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you always think positively? I do my best. Do you listen to negative news broadcasts? Yeah, well, again, I know what's going on in the world. Do you know what the politics are doing? Are you voting for a person because they're good or because somebody else is worse, you know? What makes your vote go through? Well, what are you doing? Are you thinking positive things? Are you thinking great things or wonderful things? And the answer is no. Or yes. Are you having good things happening in your life? Yes. Then you're thinking positive things. Are you having negative things happening in your life? No. Then you're thinking positive things. What do you want to think? What do you want to experience? Then you meditate on that. Are you ready to meditate on things that you think are of value? Then go for it. Now, it's not a matter of changing from negative thinking or bad thinking to good thinking. It's just a matter of thinking good, thinking positive, thinking joyous, thinking harmonious, thinking loving. And when you do that, zoom, 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 everything works out perfectly. And there's no need for that. You know, no, but by now, Ingeborg is covering up her. What do you have in that bowl? Schnell?
Yogurt.
Thank you. My God. I asked for help on these things here, and nobody answered it. You know, it's so amazing. It's so amazing. Probably because I really shouldn't ask the question. Now, Ingeborg, what did you have in that bowl?
Cereals.
What?
Cereal with yogurt.
Hmm?
Cereal with yogurt.
Periods with yogurt. Okay,
she
had sweet stuff in there. And now the bees are beginning to buzz around her empty bowl. And so she takes her napkin and covers it over so the bees can work in the bowl in private and not disturb her. And if this is what we want to do, fine. Now, are we a meditative university? Are we a positive thinking university? Are we a university that thinks joyous, wonderful thoughts?
Yes.
Then why don't we just invite our bug friends to go bug off and go and be, they got the whole world out here to enjoy, you know? Lots of beautiful things out here. And just, our table is sacrosanct. It is so pure. Now, I know, I woke up, I know what the problem is, I know. We are thinking that the bees are buzzing around our table. We are looking for the bees buzzing around our table. We are thinking the bees are buzzing around our table. We are looking at our table thinking the bees are buzzing around our table. We are thinking that we have a table that attracts the bees, and the table attracts the bees because we're thinking the table attracts the bees. Now, if we would not give attention to the table attracting the bees and the bees being attracted to the table, they would not be attracted here. But you see, that's where our meditation is. That's where our thought is. Now, is that what you want?
No.
Is that what you want?
No.
Then stop thinking about it. And it's not a matter of stop thinking about it. 24 hours a day, do what?
I like me.
24 hours a day to say, I like me, and all is in divine order, right?
Yes. Peace.
And I am peace, and all bugs are flying where they are happy to fly. And our table is just so free of anything. Do you know that there's no crumbs on our table?
Yes.
There's no spilt water on our table.
Yes.
There's no schmutz on our table. It's all beautiful, fabulous, glorious. Really. If that's the way you think about it, if that's the way you think about it. You see, they say about older people, when people get older, they lose their sensitivity. They lose their sense of feeling in their feet. And they can step on something and hurt themselves and not know it. That they lose their sensitivity of drooling down their lips or having food on their face, and they just don't know it, you know. Well, that's not true. That's not true. Anyone who eats should eat with a napkin, or with their hand at least, or their sleeve, you know, and wipe off their mouth from time to time, because you do have food hanging on there when you're eating. That's what it's called. Eating is eating food, and some of the food just stays on your lips. And sometimes it's out there. Now, you may not see it, but others do see it. So you wipe your face off from time to time, you know, and you may not have any reason to wipe it off. Now, you don't keep your... because you attract it. You attract problems. Now, meditation is when you see all things in divine order and you go with the flow. Now, what is the flow? The flow is thinking positive, uplifting, illuminating thoughts. Now, Do we see little children with food on their face? Do little children ever have cake all over their face?
Yes.
Hmm?
Interesting.
And do they know it's there? And do they care if it's there?
No.
And does it bother them if it's there?
No.
We teach them to wipe it off. Now, so why are they having cake on their face if they're little children? They should be have very sensitive skin, very sensitive all. Well, it's where they put their thought, you know, where they put their thinking. So we have to teach little children to use their napkin, you know. We have to teach adults to use their napkin. We have to teach the world to be harmonious. We have to teach the world to, as a man thinketh in his heart.
So he is.
So he is.
As a man thinketh in his heart.
So he is.
So is he. As a man thinketh in his heart. So now, isn't it nice, Ellen, when people listen to this tape that they hear a few other voices besides the talking head?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wonderful. Next time, I think I'll bring my little camera here, and I'll take a picture of myself as I'm giving the lecture to you, and then I will put that on the internet, you know,
yes,
and see how that goes through. Because that's kind of fun.
Hmm? Good idea.
Beautiful
idea. Well, I have such a beautiful head anyhow, you know.
Of course.
Such a good-looking guy, you know.
Of course.
And if you don't think I'm good-looking, you're terrible, because you don't create me, right? If you're the creator of the world, and you created me, and you didn't create me, beautiful and fantastic, just like you are. Ho, 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 ho. So, you see, I am fantastic. I am beautiful. I am your reflection. Mm-hmm. I am your creation. And you're my creation, and my God, I got the most beautiful people around me in the world, the most glorious men and women and children. I'm just surrounded by the most glorious beings that you could ever imagine. Did you know that, Ellen?
Of course, yes.
Did
yes.
you know that?
Yes.
You
yes.
know that?
Yes.
Yes,
yes.
Okay.
And so is your voice.
Huh?
Your voice is wonderful.
My voice is wonderful?
Yes.
Well, you know, I oftentimes think my voice is the voice of God.
Yes.
Yes.
And when God speaks, it's pretty nice.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you're welcome. And I create around me everybody else being God too. And everybody else speaking with the voice of God.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking with perfect diction, perfect clarity, perfect understandability. Even Ingeborg, you know. And I create them speaking so beautifully that I understand every word they say. Their diction is ideal, you know? They used to have a school in the old days, in the 1800s and back. It was called the School of Elocution. You heard about that?
Yes.
Yes. And what did they teach in the School of Elocution? To elocute. to speak. They teach you how to emote, how to speak with feeling, with imagination, with clarity, with conviction, with ability to persuade and to put across ideas and thoughts. And the schools of elocution were very much followed in the early 1800s in the United States, where we had many Chautauqua speakers. That's a place over in New England or someplace there where they had outdoor tents, and they invited the great orators of anywhere to come and speak. And these people came, and they registered in, and they would lecture for a day, and they would speak with such precision, such brilliance, such imagination, that everyone just was dumbfounded. And I think they wrote even books on it, but it's not our thing. It's just beautiful talk and convincing. And you know, Abraham Lincoln, when he gave his Gettysburg Address, there was a political speaker just before him. And the political speaker who spoke before him spoke for about an hour. And he was so brilliant, so beautiful, the people just applauded and applauded and applauded, and they kept applauding because he was so wonderful. That man was so fantastic. I'm not sure who that was. I could look that up. But when Lincoln got up to speak, on the back of an envelope, he wrote down his lecture. He wrote it on the train on the way to Gettysburg. And he gave his talk, which took maybe 3 or 4 minutes, maybe 5 minutes. And when in his talk, it was so profound, so deep, so meaningful, no one applauded. No one gave any awareness that they thought it was the most wonderful talk in the world. And it was after he went back and sat down that people started to applaud a little bit, you know, but you know, then it was too late. But the thing is, they were so astounded by the magic of his words. 80 years ago, our forefathers set forth upon this country, you know, and then these, let us not let the people who died here Gettysburg. Let these people who died here at Gettysburg not have died in vain. Let us, and then he went on with other orations and ideas, but beautiful. Just short, simple, positive, dynamic, significant to the situation, and it was part of the charisma that made Lincoln the man that he was, the master of rhetoric, the master of being able to speak. He was a most amazing, simple man. Most amazing. Think about it. What do you meditate on? Lincoln, on the train, meditated and said, what can I say to these people who have just lost their comrades in arms? The battle is over now, and the war is done. And what can I say? What can I say that will allay their hearts and make them feel a little more peaceful? And then he meditated on it. And then he wrote down these words on the back of a brown envelope that he had. There's a mailing piece that he had. And then he gave his talk. And his talk was outstanding. Now, his talk was the result of his meditation. Now, each one of us, let's have our talks. Let's have our lives. Let's have our experiences in our world be the result of our meditation. And let each one of us meditate on things that we feel are valid and vital and filled with benefit for ourselves and the world, you know. First ourselves. And if you don't like it for yourself, you won't really believe in it for anybody else. So begin thinking on these things and know that that's what meditation is all about. Truly, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As our thoughts are about any subject, that is what our meditation is, and that is what our world is. Have a lovely day, and know that you're in my meditations every moment, because I'm your creator, and I created you wonderful and perfect and beautiful, just the way I created myself. I love you. I love you.
I love you.